The Tim Conway Jr. Show, starring Tim Conway Jr.
Look at you.
On 97.1 SoCal's FM talk station.
I love Asian women.
They make me feel so good. I love
Asian women.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Taryn Vu is with us. You can see her on MySpace. There's some really hot pictures of her on MySpace. Go to myspace.com/Taryn, T-E-R-I-N, Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R. And there you go. I mean, look at those pictures, man. All right. Now, you are from Vietnam.
Yes.
And you've been in this country how long?
Since 84. So.
Since 84. Did you speak a lick of English before you came over?
No. Well, we did a little bit. My grandfather brought a teacher home and, you know, the very basic, the numbers and
right.
the alphabet, but not much.
Do you still speak Vietnamese?
Yes.
You do?
Yes, I do.
Hey, do I still speak English? but how would you say you're listening to Tim Conway Jr. on 97.1
FM? Oh, don't put me on the spot like that.
Come on.
I'm not that good.
Come on. Give it a shot.
Give me a couple of minutes. We'll come back
do?
To it.
All
yeah.
right, all right. So, so you're not as fluent as you'd like to be.
You know, I can carry on a conversation, but it's kind of hard because Vietnamese is spoken in third party. So I can't just say I'm talking to you. It has to be Taryn is asking... You know, brother Tim,
and you say that in the
yes, there's
in the
a
language?
Lot of yeah. I have to premeditate everything.
So where would you how would you say where's the restaurant?
Cái chỗ đi ăn ở đâu?
That's
Thanks
very
a
romantic.
Lot.
Do you ever do that while you're having sex with a guy? You break out into Vietnamese?
I know.
Occasionally.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you never know.
That's All a right. funny visual.
All right. So, but the movement, I mean, back in the, you know, 70s and 80s, when you saw like a white guy with an Asian woman, right? You thought to yourself, all right, you know, something's going on there. He likes the really subservient women. He probably doesn't have, you know, you know, it's sort of an odd explanation, but you always thought that he was with her because he wanted to like dominate in
it's
the relationship,
hot
right?
In here.
But now it's sort of transformed, where there's a lot of people in the United States who really enjoy Asian women. They you know, you guys look younger. You look young until you're like 75 or 80.
Thank
and
God.
Even 80-year-old Asian women are, you know, they look like they're in their 50s or 60s. I don't know what it is about you. But what is your understanding of why that happens? Why are guys really into, I mean, there's a real trend going on now where, you know, especially white guys, they're really into Asian women. Like this John Boyle, man. This guy is nuts with the Asian women.
Tim, I love Asian woman.
All right. Johnny,
wow,
please.
That was good.
Johnny, you're coming on 11 o'clock. Please get out of here. All right.
Well, I mean, are you talking from personal experience?
Yeah, your personal experience.
Oh, okay. You know, first of all, I have to say, when I meet a guy and they say, oh, I love Asian women.
That's a turnoff?
Goodbye.
Is that right?
Yes.
Uh-oh, Johnny, I think you're in trouble here.
I mean, would you like to date a woman that just likes you for, you know?
If like a really hot Asian chick said to me, goes, I love white guys.
Men.
I'm like, yeah, I'm in, baby. I got what you want.
It's, you know, it's kind of creepy because then they look at you not as a person, but truly a piece of meat on top of men looking at women like
right.
a piece of meat.
Right.
Like you're an Asian piece of meat.
All right. Let's take some more phone calls here. Guys, what is it about these Asian women that have you so crazy? All right. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. I don't know whether they're nicer. I don't know whether they look younger. I don't know whether they're better in bed. I've never been with an Asian woman. I got to be honest with you.
Well, personally, I mean, I have my Asian friends, we're kind of the same. We're gorgeous. We're thoughtful. We can cook. We clean. We do it all. And we're smart. So we can dominate
the business. Sounds like Gina. Gina has that run. I'm gorgeous.
We dominate the
cook.
Business world as well. Yeah. So it's everything. It's a one-stop shop.
All right. Now, if some guy says to you, I love Asian women, immediately has no shot?
No. Yeah.
Is that right?
No shot.
Why is that?
Just because I
know you say you don't want to be treated like a piece of meat. But you would think that, all right, that's a good starting point. If the guy is being honest with you, he's into Asian women, why is that such a turnoff?
I don't know. I haven't really put that much thought into it, but I have to say, I think it's just them looking at you like a piece of meat because then they're just staring at you.
Now, John, please. Now, are you attracted to Asian guys or white guys, black dudes, Hispanic dudes?
Well, my track record is the mix, like the Hispanic and the white and the Asian as well. But,
a guy has to be mixed, like he has to be like half Cuban.
I like the tall, dark, and handsome.
Half Irish.
I like the tall, dark, and handsome.
Tall,
so
dark,
if there's an Asian guy that's tall, dark, and handsome, then it's on.
What if an Asian guy says to you, I just love Asian women? Is that a turnoff?
Well, I don't think any Asian guy would ever say that.
I don't know. Maybe John would say that. Hey, John, are you Asian yourself?
I'm Asian.
Is that right?
I'm an Asian man.
And you like Asian women.
And I love Asian women.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
All right, let's talk to Logan in Burbank. You're on 97.1. How are you?
What's up, Stud?
Hey, dude.
Hey, I don't think it's I think it's the other way around. I think Asian chicks are so into white dudes, and we're so susceptible. We just fall for any,
Oh, I see. That might be it. Yeah, that might be interesting. Yeah,
oh,
white guys. White guys are pretty desperate. All right, Jimmy in Ontario, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, what up? So I gotta say, my wife's Asian. The whole they're so petite, and they're just like real small, and like most of them, like they have really good family values. And so, I mean, normally they're just, like, really good people.
And what about white women that you can't stand?
It's not that I don't like white women. They're just hard to date because they're just a pain in the ass.
A pain in the ass.
Yeah, yeah. They're way too controlling and way too, like, oh, your money's my money, my money's my money.
Oh, I see. Okay. And that's not the same with Asian women.
Exactly, exactly.
And where is your wife from?
South Pasadena. She's from, she was born here. Parents are from Taiwan.
Taiwan. Okay, that's the answer we were looking for. Yeah, all right, buddy.
Yeah.
We thank you for calling. And I also think it is, guys like this who have dated white women, they, like my good friend Randy Wang, thinks that that white women are the walking devils on the planet. And he has that run that he does all the time.
White women, they just want everything.
Yeah, they're the
Nothing
walking devils,
Nothing is too
huh?
good for them. White women are the devil.
Yeah, did you hear that, Gina? but, yeah, white women are the same as white men nowadays. They're as ambitious as white men. They're pushy. They're into business. They're, they have their own car, their own salary. It's like dating a dude. A white woman nowadays is like dating another guy, especially if she has no cans.
Jesus
and
Christ.
So these Asian women, they're still feminine. They're still excited to see you when you come home. Like even like you, for an example, you have a very you have enthusiasm for like almost everything you do. You're always smiling, always upbeat. And I think white women, even though you may not be upbeat. Some days you came in the office and you probably, you're looking for your sister and, things weren't going well. Maybe your car broke down. Maybe you didn't have the money to do whatever you wanted. But you still had a smile on you and you still pretended like you were in a good mood.
Well, I wouldn't call it pretending because I'm able to separate the subjects. In my mind, I'm sad because I'm looking for my sister. But I see you, Tim, and I haven't seen you in a while.
Thank you very much.
And, I'm excited to see you. And all of a sudden, it's about you now. It's, the focus is on you, not on me.
Yeah. And but see, white women will tell you when they're depressed. They'll tell you when they're pissed. They'll tell you when they don't like you. They'll tell you when you did something wrong. I don't think Asian women tell guys that. I think they keep a lot of it internalized.
Well, I think they do.
And thank God that you do that because that's the way to go through life.
Okay, they don't.
It is the way to go through life. Internalize. internalize everything until you have cancer and you die early. But stop telling everybody what you think about everybody. It's the worst. All right, Taryn Vu is with us. You can also see her at TarynTaylor.com. That's her modeling name. And a very hot Taryn Taylor. And by the way, all natural? Body all natural?
Yes.
Yes. All right. That's the biggest wink I've ever seen. All right. Taryn Taylor and MySpace.com/TerinTaylor. Why are white guys saying F you to white women and hooking up with Asians? What's the secret? What's the ancient Chinese secret? Or in this case, the ancient Vietnamese secret. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Taryn Vu is with us, also known as Taryn Taylor. And it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM.
Me so horny. Me so horny, Jeff. Me so horny. Me love you long time. Me so horny. Oh, me so horny, Jeff. Me so horny. Me love you long time. Me so horny. Oh, me so horny. Me so horny, gonna bang a lot of Asian chicks in Thailand. Me so horny. Me so horny. The best massage you're ever gonna get is from an Asian woman.
Hey, call Tim Conway Jr. now. 520-9710.
520-9710.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 SoCal's FM Talk Station.
Oh, my little Asian woman. Oh, Jeff. My little Asian woman.
All right. John Boyle's going to kick your ass for that, Randy. All right. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Taryn Taylor is with us. TerinTaylor at MySpace. Check her out. All right. Asian women, what is it? All the guys are into them now. And what is it about white women that you can't stand or Asian women that you enjoy so much? Let's talk to Jen in Hollywood. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, guys. How are you guys?
All right.
I've dated the range of women, and personally, they're softer. They tend to be more like hairless. Naturally.
Wow.
Their skin seems softer. Their hair is not, they get out of the shower, and they're as pretty as they were when they walked in.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
All right,
their hair comes out straight. It's just...
Is it fair to say you're a lesbian woman?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Sorry, without the introduction.
All right,
yeah.
No, that's fine. That is fine. All right, now, Taryn also is lesbian. She doesn't practice, but...
Hello.
Hi, Jen.
You would be very into Taryn if she was a lesbian. But you never thought about going that route, huh?
No.
Oh, I'm rushing home to go look at her page right now.
Oh, yeah. And call us back when you look at it, okay?
Done.
All right, please call us back. Look at that. She loves Asian women. Never thought about going that route, huh?
No.
Never interested?
Nope.
Is that right?
I think women are beautiful. Absolutely.
Right. But you never were at a bar and you thought, well, you know, maybe I'll just try kissing this other chick or...
You know, I would hope that it would come naturally to me, but I do stare at women.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're halfway home.
But I just never had that tingling sensation, you know, to go that route.
Well, neither is Randy. Ted in Irvine, you're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Hey, all right.
Well, here's the reason why I love Asian women, okay? See, I've dated white women, I've dated Mexican women, and to me, they're always so politically correct, you know? But ever since I dated Asian women, they're so, you know, calm, and they're so, how you say, they're so, you know, they're more go with the flow.
Right.
But, see, this is the reason why I chose to live in Irvine now, because I go to school at UCI, right? It's about, 65% Asian women. It's
right.
Paradise for me, you know?
Yeah, that's fantastic. Good for you.
Yeah, you know? And I'm just done with, you know, white women nowadays, because they're just so much of a hassle, you know? And I pretty much expect to marry an Asian woman one of these days.
Well, I wish you luck with that, dude. Very well spoken. Derek in Santa Clarita, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. How are you good?
All right, man. Cool.
First of all, I'd like to say your dad was the funniest guy in the world.
Oh, thank you. Still with us.
I'm one of them guys as I always thought that Cabernet was more funnier than Lucy. But that's another story.
Wow, sure.
Well, there's a comic and a comedian. It's a difference.
Thank you, dude.
I like Asian women. You said something very important to me, and I'll get back to that. But they're very, I've noticed, and I'm a black guy, but they were very happy. I dated an Asian girl, and I would see her, and she would jump on me. And, you know, we're adults.
Right.
She would jump on me and make me feel like this kid love that, you know, your first love, the way it feels. It's just, you know, everything.
They make you feel younger?
Yeah, make you feel younger. Right. And it makes you not want to cheat or do anything because they give this unconditional, fresh love. Also, I would like to say, from a business point, I've noticed that Asian women are, there's always someone in their family who was successful from as a businessman, so they're kind of bred for you to be gone. Like, they don't mind for you to be gone a lot.
Yeah, they don't clock you.
Yeah, because you're making money. And so I feel like they're almost bred to be with a successful man, even though he has a particular schedule that keeps him from being home a lot.
All right, buddy, we got to take a bunch of calls here. We appreciate the call. Robert and Corona, you're on 97.1.
Hey guys, how you doing?
All right, Asian women.
Hey, yeah, I used to date nothing but white girls, and it's funny that I ended up married to an Asian woman. But you know, primarily my chief observation is that most American white girls, they just feel that they just feel like they're entitled to everything. They've got this overblown sense of entitlement, and you know, they're just a bunch of ball breakers. It's like, you know, they're nagging you all the time, and you know, it's just they expect everything from you. They expect, you know, for you to lavish money on them and stuff. And Asian women are, you know, they're like different. You know, they know how to make you feel more like a man. Even though every woman expects, you know, certain things from their man, but it's like Asian women come off more appreciative. You know,
yeah, I think you're right. They do seem to be more appreciative. And by the way, Taryn Taylor, who's also Taryn Vu, has 112,000 friends, 112,468 friends on MySpace. That is a lot, dude.
Yes.
How do you keep in touch with all of them?
Well, I send out bulletins but the purpose.
I have one friend. I have that dude who when you sign up for MySpace, he's on your spot there, Tom. Just me and Tommy.
All right, now, my friend too.
Now you're looking for your sister. We wanted to plug this as well.
Yes.
Your sister has been missing for how many years?
She's been missing since 1987, so over 20 years.
All right, and she was, and you can see the whole story on the internet. Is it findingvu.com?
That is correct.
Or .org?
.com.
.com. F-I-N-D-I-N-G, findingvu, V-U.com. And how's the search going, by the way?
Well, unfortunately, it hasn't really gone any further than, you know, I went back to Vietnam the last time that I was on with you. I was planning a trip to Vietnam and I went back, and I have to say I went back with such high expectations, and because I'm thinking, you know, now as a grown woman I can stand up to my malicious grandfather. So
right.
So I went back.
Were you able to stand up to him?
Yeah, I did, but I didn't really get much out of him. I didn't get a confession. I got more of a detailed denial.
Oh, I see.
What I mean by that is basically he knew exactly what he didn't do to her.
Right.
He knew exactly how much he didn't sell her for. So it was,
do you think he sold her to, sex slavery? Or lost her gambling?
I don't know if it's lost for gambling. I think it might have been a reaction to my parents not sending the $20,000 that he wanted back in the 80s.
Right.
So, you know, as a man who can't be trusted, he probably doesn't trust other people either.
How old is your grandfather?
He's 86 now, yeah.
All right. And when you went to see him in Vietnam, there was no help. Very little.
Very little help. I mean, the scariest thing was
that... Did he recognize
you? You know, that I had to... Well, I went back and I had to really understand, you know, the whole situation, because when I went back, I was told that he was 86. He fell. He broke his legs and he can barely hear with his hearing aid. So I'm just picturing this man who's like on his way out, on his deathbed. So I just needed to come and maybe sweet talk him and just get him to confess and maybe he can go to heaven happy. However, you know, because he's Catholic.
Right.
And so I went there, and he actually thought I was my younger sister. So
wow, the one who's missing?
No.
Oh, the other sister.
Yeah,
okay,
the other sister. And he said, "You know, wow, you look kind of different." And I go, "Well, I'm Hung is my Vietnamese name." So he said, "He goes, Hung, Oh, my. Oh, I remember when I was trying to teach you that English word chair, and you couldn't say it because you lost your two front teeth. And so I was thinking, wow, he remembers everything. He still has a really good memory. Wow. So this is going to be harder than I think.
And then when you brought up your sister, what was his reaction?
When I brought up my sister, it was more of, Grandpa, I really miss my sister. You know, what happened? What did you do? And he immediately got defensive and said, I sent her. I don't know why you're asking me about the past. I don't know. I'm an old man. That was always his excuse.
Now he's not an old man.
Yes, he's an old man.
All right. And if you want to contribute to Taryn finding her sister, you can do so on the internet at findingvu.com. Findingvu.com. Please come back and give us an update every once in a while.
I would love to.
And I hope
you
find her, man. That's a that must be some burden. And every time you see somebody walking down the street, you think to yourself, oh, that could be her.
Yeah.
That could be her.
Yes.
That could be her.
Oh, it's also an exciting feeling as well.
All right. Well, I hope you find her and I hope you come back again.
Thank you.
You're a very special person. Taryn Taylor, also Taryn Vu. FindingVu.com. FindingVu.com. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
All right, gang. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM.
I'm turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so, Jeff. I'm turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so, Jeff. 877-97-JOHN-JEFF.